All right, Camden, I believe you are the Supermodified Rookie of the Year.
I believe so. By the skin of our teeth, it came right down to the final feature.
Yeah, that spin was the Rookie of the Year the first thing you thought of when the spin, and obviously nobody hit you or anything?
I didn't even stop before I had the words Rookie of the Year in my head. It's just, you know, it's been a really good battle all year with Jack Patrick, and I came in tonight saying that, you know, no matter who gets it, that person's going to deserve it. We've had a great season. Jack and I have been pretty equal speed-wise, but I'll tell you right now, he is a great competitor and a great guy, and he has been a lot more racier come feature time, so I give kudos to Jack. We've really struggled with setup this year. We've been okay in the heats, fast in the warm-ups, but that guy's had it down come feature time, and I want to congratulate him on a great season as well, because out of all the guys I've raced with in the small blocks, he's by far one of my favorites. Always racing clean, and he raced me clean this year. We had a lot of fun battles, so I just really enjoyed it, and this is a small, low-budget family team, and to walk away with Rookie of the Year 5 years after I got that same title in the small block supers, that just feels amazing.
Heading into Classic, I don't believe you're going to qualify to be a rookie in the Classic. It's going to be your second. I'm not really sure how that works out. But obviously it doesn't really beat your first Classic. That's, you know, you were completely nervous as anybody would be for that race. But now with a full season under your belt, what are you looking more forward to this year than maybe last year?
It's a really good feeling to go into the biggest race of the year with a year's worth of experience under my belt. We know it's a solid car. It has speed. It's been a podium car in the Classic, so it's a really good Classic car. And my goal, honestly, is to just be there at the end of 200 laps. I know everybody says that for the Classic, but in my, we'll call it my rookie season, because I really only got to run 20 laps last year before the motor quit, but in my first full Classic, hopefully, if I could be there at the end of 200, that would be a humongous accomplishment.
As far as qualifying goes, what do you think it's going to take to lock yourself in?
Oh, man, I don't even want to know. I mean, we've had the top 10 cars running 16-0 every week in time trials. I think it's going to take at least a 16-3.
For top 24?
Top 20. Yeah, so it's going to be even harder. I mean, if we locked in on Friday, I would be like over the moon. I don't think that's going to happen. There's just so much stout competition this year, so many fast race cars, but that would certainly be a nice goal to have.
All right, I'll put you on the spot. What's the Classic pole going to be, and will it be a new record?
15.7 track record, I think so.
Can I push you one more further and ask you who might be?
Oh, man.
You can say no comment. I'm good with that. I'm sure people have said that to you many times in many of your interviews.
Joe Gosek or Tyler Thompson, and I'm not just saying that because they've been the two fastest cars in time trials all year. It's those guys really have focused in on time trial setup, and that's why they've been the fastest. So I wouldn't be surprised if it was the 98 or the 00, but that's not to take anything away from anybody else. There's a lot of other guys, Sitterly, Gruel, Slow, they were all 15-8s tonight, so who knows?